chips. Chairman, indeed, in Latin America, we should say that these are not new rights. Collective rights, that is. On the contrary, in Latin America and in my country and in others, these are ancestral rights. It's the complete opposite of a new right. Chairman, I think that what is happening is that there is perhaps a lack of knowledge as to what the collective work of peasant communities is. Chairman, these rights are recognized by states. Through different ways of having access to land, for example, through the market or the granting of the or the state-owned land, as sometimes happens in Latin America, it's the state actually which grants land in a collective way to a community. They are the land titles which show that they are owned collectively. So even states acknowledge that this situation exists. So perhaps there's a lack of understanding here. As the delegate from Switzerland said before me, what the reality of collective rights is in Latin America and indeed in the rest of the world. The collective way in which we farm the land, preserve natural resources, build infrastructure, is often done in a collective manner in the rural communities of our world. This, of course, does not mean that we are undermining individual initiatives or individual rights of the people that form part of those communities. On the contrary, these are just traditional ways of living that exist in peasant communities. As I was saying, the state grants subsidies and provides technical support to collective projects in the communities. So you see, collective rights already exist in communities in Latin America and across the world, and these are things that this declaration recognizes. In Article 16, there's mention of individual and collective rights. In 17, we see individually and collectively. So here, we are seeing a reflection of a historic reality that perhaps some delegations know little about. Another point is that you cannot deny peasant communities the right to work collectively. Because since colonial times, we have approached state representatives collectively. A whole community has approached a governor or its representative in a collective manner. This way of working, this way of managing natural resources and even of property exists in the social fabric, the social reality. This is also recognized in ILO Convention 169. And there's jurisprudence in the Inter-American Court of Human Rights. Our constitutions acknowledge the existence of the collective work of communities. You cannot deny the existence of these communities. If you're saying that we cannot include this aspect of collective groups in the declaration, then we would be denying the existence of all of these peasant communities across the world. I think perhaps there is a lack of understanding here, and we need to try to overcome this and reach a consensus to, first of all, address these objections, which I believe have no substance and which actually run counter to the social reality of peasant communities.